Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, the website, important stuff, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Why? Information like you've never had. Also, pre-registering for events and webinars, essential. CraigJamesFinancial.com. The Dow ended yesterday. It was down about, 85 points, and lost 94 points, and futures as we speak. Is down about, give or take, about 40 points or so. So you got a big day happening here with the president and the Russian president with some high stakes on the line that could affect the markets. Also, you have a Fed policy decision that we're going to talk about as well a little bit later on today with Mr. Craig Ferrantino. Sir, how are you? Hope it's all going well.
Jay, you got an excellent grasp of everything that's going on. It is going well. Thank you. We have, you're right. It's everything you spoke about is 100% accurate. You know, the media seems to be, the mainstream media, MSN, not that I'm a rebel, but the focus is, it's almost like it's a fight. We're going to watch Putin versus Biden. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, look at this. They put the two pictures next to each other. You might as well put boxing gloves on them. You know, but what you're really missing, and the story that you're missing, is that is inflation is here. That people are paying a lot more for goods. That is being reflected in yesterday's numbers. We had some serious numbers there that annualized are showing some things are up 200%. So we'll rather talk about this this trivial meeting between two world leaders and spend the next 48 to 72 hours talking about that when the Fed is meeting, and they may have to make some serious decisions because we have we don't have enough people in the workforce, and so we have to pay people more. So there's more money there. They want to flood the economy. They already did with like two or three stimulus packages already. So we have a lot of dollars, and there aren't any goods to buy. So we actually see retail sales fall. That was yesterday. Our number was dropped, which was, to me, shocking. They're saying, well, people, they're loading up on clothes. They're loading up on, they haven't bought clothes in a year. You know, they're finally going out to stores buying things. And the fact of the matter is you can't, for someone looking for a wedding dress, it's very hard to find one. For someone looking for an appliance, and I'm talking about a KitchenAid, Whirlpool, anything, you may have up to a year, maybe longer. There's some people have ordered things last December. They're still not here yet. And it was only getting worse. It wasn't getting any better. So you see retail sales fall. There's nothing to buy. You come in and you're like, hey, I want another refrigerator. I want another dishwasher. You can't get one. And as I reported last week, the homes when I was in Florida, some of the homes there, they said, we can't get appliances. It's actually put a halt. So Chairman Powell, when he meets today, that's the big news. Now, whether he's got, says, well, these are temporary supply disruptions. I don't know if it takes longer than 6 months or if we're coming up to a year and we can't find supply. Then those aren't temporary. That's a lot longer term, and that's a major, major issue. So I'm more than happy to talk about, this big meeting. We're going to cover it live between Putin and Biden. It has nothing to do with the markets. What's really going on is that we can't get enough goods. So my message to my clients and to everybody here, and I hate to say this, but if you see something, buy it, because it may be a long time before you can get something. So I saw some clients going shopping for appliances, and I think the only thing that's made it through the Suez Canal was Samsung, and the rest of the materials are not there, including chips and things like that. So that's really frozen. You can't get a car. A car could take months now to get a car. So to me, those are the real problems. We're not operating like a normal economy, that's going to be reflected in the markets eventually. And right now, we're seeing, oh, that's great, there's huge demand. But I'm really having a problem with all this. Waking up on a Wednesday morning, Jay, what do you think of that as a start?
Yeah, you're right. You're spot on, as always. You know, I mean, inflation is very real. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about this because, you know, the numbers are what they are. I mean, they're still pretty good, right, as far as Wall Street is concerned. But to me and to him, who's very experienced in the markets as well, it's about the vaccine and everything else. You know, a lot of people are giving credit to Joe Biden, but let's not go crazy. Okay. It is what it is because we're getting vaccinated and everything else. But the fact of the matter, and because everything's opening up, but you're right. Employers are still in desperation mode, can't find enough people to work. Also inflation is very real. I mean, look what happens when you go to the grocery store now. You're paying more for everything. Okay. I'm walking out with less goods and paying more money, and that is an indicator right there. Everything is. So it is what it is. And you know, you could talk all you want about Putin and Biden and, you know, what comes out of that, which I think nothing, but in essence the real problem here is what we're seeing. It is inflation. Look what you're paying at the gas pumps, for crying out loud, right? Look at home prices. We mentioned that earlier in Suffolk County. You're now up to $500,000 as far as median price. Suffolk County, it's $635,000. You know, another indicator that just everything is through the roof. It really is. So we'll see what today brings and everything else. And this meeting, you know, coming on, I think it's around 2 o'clock or so. We'll keep an eye on things. But, man, I'll tell you, you, sir, are spot on because we are right in the midst of inflation. And underline that a few hundred times. No question.
The Fed is not acting accordingly. That's the interesting thing. They're going to need to do something. They've been acting like politicians and not like someone managing an economy. So I really think this has to be. So at 2 o'clock we get the FOMC, the Fed Open Market Committee. Let me not use anagrams here, but Fed Open Market Committee Monetary Policy Decision. That's at 2. Prior this morning, we get the export price index, the import price index. We get building permits. If you some companies, because the lumber, let's see what that number looks like, because, you know, lumber's starting to come down, but there's a lot of other materials not coming down. I mean, coming down meaning that a 2x4 was $389. Now it was $12 in the last month. Now it's $9.99 for a 2x4x8. I'm watching this very closely because I think this is where you're hitting America in the gut, you know. Housing starts month over month. That's also, it's expected 4.5% increase in housing starts. In April, it was down 9.5%. Well, who the hell wants to pay all this? You know, you set a price for a house at, you know, $500,000 for a brand new house, $600,000, and then you realize that you're building it, and it's, you're almost doubling in cost by the time it's done. Now it's a $1.2 million house just because materials went up. So it actually dropped almost 10% in April. Let's see if that continues for this month, and we'll get that at 8:30. So we have a lot to talk about tomorrow. But this is a very serious situation, and there's a disconnect, I think. So we'll see what happens at 2 o'clock.
You're right on. We look forward to tomorrow morning. That's where you can hear Mr. Ferrantino. Of course, the website. Let's not forget that important website. Loads of information. CraigJamesFinancial.com. We'll keep an eye on things. Look forward to tomorrow, my friend. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Yes, have a great conversation tomorrow, too. Bye-bye.
You got it. Yeah. I mean, the price of everything is just skyrocketing. That's the big story right now in the world of economics.